can certainly hold that note for a long, long time. Even more than Val Dunigan when he also did Collijah.
Is Cameron singing that?
No. Well, not out loud, but in my heart.
Was that you on the record?
No, that's one of the guys I work with, Shane Chisholm from Alberta.
He's got an interesting quality, isn't he? It's very country and western.
Oh, please, no western.
No, western.
It's just country.
It's very country. It's very country.
Shane's got a really great voice, and he's got such a unique style. He's more of a roots guy. He plays a stand-up bass made out of the petrol tank of a Chevy Astro van, and his bass is called Tank, and it's made out of a gas tank.
I like that. Do you know, Fiona, we've actually just found out something about Gordon in the... Did I just say that? I sort of slipped that in there, didn't I, really? Because at the moment I thought I was looking at Gordon Ramsay. No!
Surprise!
We're only looking at the winner. Is that right, or runner-up? First runner-up?
Came in second.
Second running-up.
I don't know.
For the competition.
Fiona needs to know, as do the listener, what was the competition?
It was a Gordon Ramsay lookalike contest.
Gordon Ramsay lookalike contest. Fiona, let it be said.
Listen, mate, are you taller?
Am I taller than what?
than Ramsay?
I don't know. How tall is Gordon Ramsay?
Short.
I'm 5'10", 5'9".
I think he's taller.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right, you see.
But, yeah, I was entered into this thing, and I won.
I think it's a profile. You know, raise it. It's very good. And, you know, as we frequently say with respect to Fiona, you know, we always like to ensure we have that quirkiness, celebrity quirkiness. That's the key thing with these shows. Isn't that right, Fiona, over the years? Celebrity quirkiness.
Indeed.
Fabulous.
So, wait a minute. Now, I need to know, your connection with that piece of music is because it's a mate of yours.
No, he's a client of mine. He's a client of yours? Yes.
Sorry. And he's a client of yours because you're making him do press-ups or cook?
No, I do. I run a music publicity company. So, I've been working. Shane,
you're drifting me off with the Ramsay.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like a series in itself. Opening up. I can't believe they turned down Fiona in a hospital radio station in South London. It's unbelievable with this kind of genius. This is gold. Comedy gold. Keep going, Fiona. I'm enjoying this.
Right. That's for another week.
Exactly.
I'm getting really teed off about that one. But we will do that again, won't we?
We will. We will indeed, exactly.
We will. We will. Where am I? Okay. There was a big article about Donald Sutherland in the papers at the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Another Canadian, of course.
Canadian actor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is it about his face? I mean, he just...
He is Ernst Stavro Blofeld, quite simply, you know.
But he's so attractive, being ugly. I love him.
Oh, actually, I was thinking of another Donald there, actually. Completely different person who has died, actually. Donald Sutherland is still with us. MASH, of course, yes. And, of course, Don't Look Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Am I speaking in tongues again, Nicole? Have you just missed the point?
Yeah. A bit, yeah.
I can sense that.
Experiences this great.
Oh, for God's sake, you've got somebody under 25 in the studio, have you?
Sorry, Fiona, but we don't like to be ageist.
That's
and
okay.
Under 20.
We all may look a bit tired around the edges, but boy, we've got experience.
Exactly. That's the baseline, and I said that when Natalie revealed what her father had actually provided. How old were you when he gave you a box set of Carry On movies and said, "Watch that, love. It'll explain everything."
It happened every year.
Every year
for a while.
You got a different Carry On movie.
Yeah.
Favorite one?
How can you tell them apart?
Gosh. Yeah, actually, please. They are all very, very similar.
Carry On Up the Khyber, you know, Carry On Girls.
Well, you've seen one, you put different costume on them and, yeah.
Carry On Abroad.
Exactly,
and it doesn't matter what costume, the woman from EastEnders will take it off.
Oh, yeah, yep. I thought she was quite cool, actually. And
there
then,
you go.
I tell you what.
Hold it back, Joy. Just hold it back there.
What about Zen on Sunday night? I mean, we all could look at him, and the men all drooled over her.
But is he really Italian? You know, this was a point that was being made by Professor Marco Thomas. Is there a lot of genuine Italian culture in that? Do you know, I'm looking at the time. I was saying we need to go live to New York. Astoundingly, we need to ask Natalie to ask you those last two questions, Fiona.
Yes. Okay. Have you had an interesting chat with us this evening?
Well,
yeah. Partially.
Yeah, it'll do.
And will you be joining us in the near future?
Yes, please.
Yay!
Good stuff.
And you have to say to the Canadian, it's out and about. Because they clip those words.
Oh, they do, I don't.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's lovely. Hey, it's lovely.
I say about.
It's just spreading the word here. What we're going to get with a New Yorker from Meets Canada, astounding. Quite astounding.
Good.